you. Thank you, Steph. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. It's always such a joy to be with you. Unfortunately, tonight is the last night, but the night's not over. What I'd like to do is this evening continue with just a nugget of truth about a Lamb's Book of Life, which I'll share with you. But before I get there, I love to do memory jogging. How many of you were here when I just spoke on salty scripted prayers? Okay, cool. I see all those hands. Raised hands always excite me. But I want to ask for somebody in a sentence or two just to say, what is a salty scripted prayer for those that weren't here? And then I want another person to read a scripture that they've been praying over themselves, a salty scripted prayer. Then you pray it over all of us. Who would like to firstly just define what a salty scripted prayer is? There were a lot of hands that I saw went up. You see, there's one thing to be and to hear. We want to help apply. Yes.
So taking God's word, emotional word, and changing it.
Fantastic. Well done. Let's give that lady a hand. That's brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And I do that ongoingly. When I read my Bible and I bump into a verse that's missional, I say, thank you, Jesus. And I pray it over myself and others. Excellent. So it's as simple as that. You just add it to when you're doing your daily devotional reading. Find those salty scripted scriptures. Pray them. Who's got a verse that they've bumped into? I see that hand. The lady in the red. What is the verse? Would you read it for us? Wonderful. Thank you. That is a wonderful verse. Wonderful verse. And then you just take little portions of that and you pray it. Jesus, thank you. I'm the light. I'm the salt to be sprinkled out wherever I go, etc., etc. Well done. I'm blinded. Is it possible to turn that down? I'd rather see your faces than just see halos over you all. If it's possible. Then the second thing, how many of you can remember maybe just one point of the 7 points of how we pray for those that are far from God? Maybe you can just call some out. We'll be gracious. You can look at your notes.
I think one of them is that the schemes of the devil will not come to fruition.
Yes. God will turn their hearts back to him. Reveal his character to them. Yeah, pleasures of the world turn sour. Absolutely. Any of you remember Lord praying that the Lord would show them the absolute reasonableness in following him? That all of a sudden the lights go on the inside of them. Remember to bring his word to them, whatever way he chooses. And then the by faith rejoicing that the Lord has saved them. Please remember those points, because that becomes a helpful tool when you're praying for those far from God. What I'd like to do in a nutshell is share with you about the Lamb's Book of Life, and many, many throw together. Now, if I could say this, on earth, the Bible is the most important book. On earth, the Bible is the most important book. Amen to that.
Amen.
In heaven, the Lamb's Book of Life is the most important book. It's almost like heaven's registry. And there's much written about the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm just going to give you a number of verses in Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Do you remember the beginning verses of chapter 10, verse 1 to 2, where Jesus sends the disciples out, says, go preach, cleanse the lepers, heal the sick, etc., etc. And it says they came back, the 70 came back with joy and saying, even the demons are subject to us. And then Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And then he gives them authority over serpents, scorpions, etc., etc. But then he says, nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. I don't believe we need to choose, are we going to live in the power and the supernatural or names written? Both, we can enjoy both. But there's a real book in heaven where our names are written. From my imagination, it's written in red. There's other verses in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 3. Book of Revelations, 21, verse 27. Psalm 69, verse 28. And then also Psalm 109, verse 13. Now you might say, well, Wally, what's this Lamb's Book of Life all about? You know the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I said, Lord, if this book is so important in heaven, I want to have a faith one on earth. A faith one on earth. It's the people that I'm putting my faith out for to have an encounter with Jesus and come to know him. Now, why is this book so important? I've just made it part of my journal. This is my book. And it gets filled up, and then I get another one, and I change the picture on the front. For me, this picture stirs faith in my heart. It's a picture of a boat, a light coming down with a net, and fish that have been caught in it. And then it's part of my journal. In the front, I write down the thoughts that God's speaking to me as I'm reading. And then in the back or the middle, however you do it, I start writing down the names of people that I'm believing for. People that are friends, family, neighbors, just once off with different people. I put them down. However, I'm wanting to show you how you can utilize or create your own Lamb's Book or Book of Life. It's synonymous together in Scripture. The first thing I do in my Lamb's Book of Life is I always start thanking him for having saved me. What you are grateful for and appreciate grows in value. What you neglect depreciates in value. I want to say that again. If you begin to say, wow, Lord, where would have I been if your love hadn't touched me? Where would have I ended up if you hadn't have saved me? Have always a deep gratitude for the greatness of his salvation. That's the first thing I do. Secondly, within it, this book helps me build bridges with those that are far from him. I like to ask people to write down your friendship circles. You need to have those that you're discipling and others that are discipling you. But you need to have friendship circles that include those that are not Christians. Sadly, many Christians don't even have unsaved friends. I want to encourage you to be modeled your life after Jesus. And the Bible says he was a friend of publicans and sinners. And if Jesus had them, I want to have them. And we've got to begin to start befriending those that are far from him. How can we reach them if we don't even know them? So I want to put that out there as a challenge. Not that they become super close and you share your heart in depth with them, no. But friends that you have activities with, that you connect for coffee, have a meal, and just from a friendship relational point. See, because your life becomes a living epistle. See, this book helps me stay focused on the Great Commission. Can I say we can get sucked into and caught into church life that can become all-consuming? And we forget the purpose and the reason of the church is for those that are outside. So this helps me stay focused on the Great Commission. Then once I've got the names down, I begin to pray over them and say, Lord, where are they in relation to you? Say, for example, this pulpit, just by way of illustration, is the cross. And over here, I've got 1, 2, 3. And the names of the people I've got in my book, if they're a -3, they're not that open. They're not interested in talking about the things of God. Then you've got the -2, where they're open or they're neutral. But the -1 is they tell me more. Because you see, then that book helps me to see which ones to focus on. Because you've got the green fruit, and then you've got the ripe fruit, but you've also got bruised fruit. And you want to focus on the ripe fruit. So this book helps me with who I contact, who I purposely meet for coffee, etc., etc., etc. So I found this book has helped me to begin to discern more effectively. Thirdly, then I begin to say, Lord, what would you have me to do with them? Should I invite them over for a meal? I've got a friend, Patrick, who on the 6th of April, he's so excited. He's going with his son on a special fishing trip in Oman in the Gulf area. And he's so amped and looking forward to that fishing trip. So I make note of it in my book. So on the 5th of April, I'm going to be in Mauritius at that time, but I'm going to phone him on WhatsApp. I'm going to say, hey, Philip, I'm so amped and excited for you. I'm praying you'll have a great bonding time with your son and you catch some of those big GTs. It's the short name for kingfish and other fish that he's told me that he's excited about. Why do that? I'm just strengthening my relational bridge with him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In it, I have a mini map of my area and the people that are in my complex. And I find out which ones are birthdays, which ones going to have babies, which ones are here, then everywhere. And then I just keep in touch saying, Jesus, what would you have me do for them? So I'm building those bridges with them. People that I meet once off, I like to chat with them. And in that, I say to them, hey, have you got a business card? And they're most willing to pull out their business cards. And I stick them in here. So I've got their face as well. That's also very helpful at my age. And then I can pray for them. Then I pray for them. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I know my prayers make a difference for them. Can I say, Jesus, hear me, I'm going to close on this. Jesus on earth, in Gethsemane, in the trial of all trials, he prayed for those who are still yet to believe in his name. Think about that, he was on earth. What is Jesus in heaven doing now? Interceding for those who he's going to save. So if he did it on earth, doing it in heaven as a Lamb's Book of Life, I want to have one on earth that will help me live missional the days that I live on planet earth. And I want to urge you, just add it to your journal. Add it to your journal. There's something so special about you. I think, oh, Lord, what do I pray for? Flip back and say, Jesus, who here do you want me to pray for and then make contact with? Oh, you hear what I'm saying? It is such a cool thing. It doesn't have to be complicated. Make it part of your journal, but it helps you begin to live missional lives. I don't see anybody I bump into as a coincidence. It's a God incident. Pray for them. What I'd like us to do this evening, by way of praying, I've been made aware that there's an upcoming marriage course. Upcoming marriage course, which all of you who are married, I'd so encourage you to come. Make it a date night with your wife. But you don't only just want to come alone. You want to come with another friend that would be ripe fruit, and you would say to them, they'd be open, say, why don't you come along with me to a marriage course? We're investing in our marriage because we don't want our marriage to ever be dull or boring, but exciting and an adventure. And if they'd say, well, I don't need it, say, you know what? The biggest room in the world is always room for improvement. And I say, I'm going along. Why don't you come along with me? See, it could be a work colleague. It could be a neighbor. It could be a customer. I want you to start thinking, because we're going to start praying for them now, so that in the next week or two, when you ask them, God's already softened and prepared their hearts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We need to be intentional in our praying. Because to have an event, we need to always open it up to the community. You don't know how many people out there are contemplating divorce, but coming to a course could change their minds, save a family, and not start the cycle of divorce. See, there's long-term implications. Don't ever feel, if they say, no, I've dropped the ball. No. Don't take it personally. Just offer it to them. Say, I'm going because I need it. You could have a great marriage. Why don't you make it even better? So I'm wanting to think of the names of couples that you're going to invite to it. Secondly, there's a men's event coming up. Is it a men's day? Is that correct?
Yeah, no one knows the details.
Okay, it's a surprise.
But it's coming up in June.
In June, there's a men's event. Are there any, is there Alpha before or something?
Alpha's in August.
August, okay, later in the year. But the men's event, think about guys that you could start thinking of inviting to that. There's such power in an invitation. You make it personal. Do you see how all the events in the local church, put them down, start thinking, who can I personally invite? You here today, but somebody invited you. Why don't we extend that invitation through us? Because God's always making his appeal through us to others. Corinthians. So can we get into groups of four, no more than five? And can I ask you to keep your prayers short, faithful, to the point? I was in a group the other day. I didn't get a chance to really pray. There was one super passionate person. Passion levels were peaking. But there were also other passionate people keen to pray, but they never had a chance to. And we want to honor one another by giving each other space to pray. Amen to that. The purpose of our praying together is that all of our voices would be heard before the throne of God. So if the person in your group prays too long, squeeze them a little on the hand. All right. Because we all want to pray together and keep them faithful, short, for whoever it is. Amen to that. Great. And if you need an inspiration, look at any empty seat and say, by faith, see them sitting in that chair. I want to stir your faith. This is a wonderful facility. Let's see it chock-a-block with hungry people for God. So can we get into those groups, five or so, and then pray for this up-and-coming marriage encounter, whatever the name of it is, an unsaved family and friends.
Wonderful, folks. Why don't you bring those prayers to a close? Father God, thank you for each and every prayer prayed tonight. Lord, thank you for what you're busy doing in the life of this church, Lord God. Thank you for those that you are drawing closer, Lord God. Thank you that even as we've journeyed through these last couple of weeks, that you've been stirring us, Lord God, with courage and boldness to reach out to those who don't yet know you, Lord God. Thank you for all that we're learning. We pray we take it to heart. And as we go and have some soup and rolls now, I pray, Lord, that you'd bless it to our bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Wonderful.